science, if you don't have ideology where I'm not telling you who the offensive and defensive coordinator, but most notably the offensive coordinator is, all right, cool. But if it turns out that you truly do not know and you don't want to say publicly, you're just the real crop of crap. That's what it is, man. This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Pausing for 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Coming up next, I have a brewing thought for you in regards to a final end of the regular season, end of season, I should say, presser that took place that really pissed me off. It led to a video that I created for Twitter, and I'm actually going to talk about my thoughts in full nauseam right now, coming up shortly here on the Shook Right Show, on the other side of this music break, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
MFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday afternoon, as I know many of you are getting ready for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. As I am beginning to wind down myself, as we are now in the home stretch of, this is now hour number two, but what I am going to do is that I'm going to end the show around 6:30. The show is going to end at 6:30, and basically the reason is because Game 4 happening tonight, you know, give myself the opportunity to in the very least, you know, get back into the city as I'm broadcasting the show from in the suburbs of in Medford, and in the very least, you know, just relax. Game 4, big game tonight. So I've been here for the last hour, but a little more than an hour, just talking about the Celtics. I talked about the Patriots in the last segment. I definitely want to touch on the Bruins, because the more I really think about what I heard, and I don't even want to say what I saw, but rather what I heard, the more irritated I am becoming with this organization. And an organization that I truly love oh so dearly. You know what's funny? Earlier today, I was on my personal Facebook. Speaking of social media, before I even go any further, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can, as my Twitter followers has exploded. you can follow me on Twitter at @SukriWrights. That's at @SukriWrights. That's how you can follow me on Twitter, at @SukriWrites. Instagram, you can follow me at @SWRIGHTSRADIO _. That's at @SWRITESRADIO _. I only have one Instagram account. I used to have two, but there's only one now. The second one deactivated permanently. I think yesterday, as a matter of fact. Yeah, yesterday. So that's how you can follow me on social media. But going back to what I was saying, I was on my personal Facebook account earlier, and I saw the memory that came up from 3 years ago, and guess what it was? 3 years ago on this day, where was Shukri Wrights? He was at the Boston Bruins Stanley Cup Final scrimmage. The scrimmage that was held at TD Garden, with the proceeds benefiting the Boston Bruins Foundation. Tickets were literally $20, and they sold out within minutes. I was fortunate to get a ticket for myself, and I remember at that time, just how incredible it was. I mean, the place was completely sold out. And being there, seeing that, I'm like, wow. That was a very special time in Boston just 3 years ago on this date, as the Bruins were about to play in the Stanley Cup Finals against the St. Louis Blues. Fast forward 3 years later, and a failed mission to hoist Lord Stanley Cup on Garden Ice during that Cup Final series in Game 7. 3 years later, the Boston Bruins are facing more questions than they have in recent memory. With the state of the franchise, I sincerely wonder, what is the direction that the Boston Bruins are heading in? Which way are they going? Because as long as they continue this path of, we do not want to rebuild, we're just going to add the pieces to what we already have, this isn't going to be good enough. This team is not going to be good enough to compete for a cup. It's just the truth. But that's not the part that had me most upset. That's not the thing that has me most angry. The thing that has me most angry is this. Is the fact that there were reports and confirming from the horse's mouth, that is Cam Neely himself, that a contract extension for Don Sweeney is in the works. You're joking. You're absolutely have got to be kidding me, Boston Bruins, especially Cam Neely. But what pissed me off even more is this. What pissed me off even more is the fact that in that same final media availability of the season, guess what they did? They decided that they were going to throw Bruce Cassidy under the water. They not only threw him under the water, but they drove the boat basically and ran him over. And it angered me so much. So much so that I'm going to use these next few minutes to absolutely rip them apart. You see, if there's anything that I genuinely cannot stand about professional sports is when there is a lack of an accountability within an organization. An organization that prides itself on winning Stanley Cups, something that the Bruins failed to do during this era. They, of course, won in 2011, but they could have won in 2013. But especially, they should have won 3 years ago. When you are an organization that is based in pride and tradition, it makes me so bleeping sick that a guy like Don Sweeney is coming back to basically be the general manager. And frankly, Don Sweeney's not the guy. He's not the guy to be the GM for the Boston Bruins. He's not the guy that you want him spearheading a rebuild. Hell to the no. And this is the thing that makes me mad. And the thing that makes me so mad is the fact that you could do so much better. You could do so much better, but you choose not to. Instead, you choose that you want to, you know, say to Bruce Cassidy that we have to change some things of how we coach. Like, that's the problem. It's not the freaking problem. Hey, Cam, have you not realized that the underwear of your right-hand man smells like absolute horse crap? Listen, you want to blame coaching? Like, how out of touch with reality can you be? Coaching isn't the problem. You're expecting the head coach to turn chicken stew out of chicken crap. Your drafting sucks. And frankly, your free agent signings have not been the best. You're basically paying Linus Ullmark right now starting goaltending money for a guy who is basically a career backup goaltender. We all know where he came from and how he never played in the Stanley Cup playoffs prior to this past Stanley Cup playoff run for the Bruins. And that's the part that has me most irritated. Let's start there. And then also, you want to turn around and tell me that Don Sweeney has done enough of a good job at the trade deadline to keep his job. I'm sorry. So we're rewarding the fact that, yeah, he acquired Hampus Lindholm. I give him that credit. Fair. But you're just going to keep him around because of that? That told me so much. This team doesn't give a damn about winning. They just care about filling the seats for the playoffs, and that's what this team is going to be moving forward. Not a cup contending team. It will be a miracle if the Boston Bruins next year are actual Stanley Cup contenders. Will they be a playoff team next year? very high likelihood and possibility. Yes, I will give them that. But as far as competing for a Stanley Cup, nah. Look around the Eastern Conference. You could be the most ardent of Bruin fans out there. Look around the East. You tell me that this Bruins team is better than the Tampa Bay Lightning, you're out of your mind. You're going to tell me that in a 7-game series, that this Bruins team that has had trouble beating the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup playoffs would be able to beat them in a 7-game series, you're out of your mind. The same thing would apply to the Florida Panthers. Maybe, just maybe, but even then, nah, very unlikely. You mean to tell me that this Bruins team, as currently constructed, is good enough to beat the New York Rangers? You're crazy. They couldn't even beat the Carolina Hurricanes. You know what's funny? I picked the Bruins to beat the Hurricanes, but the truth is, in my heart of hearts, this team was overmatched. And it showed. It absolutely showed. And lastly, the thing that I think about most, and I'm trying to really conjure up all of my anger, but I did that apparently on Friday, which is part of the reason why the rant did not come out the way that I wanted it to come out. But I'll just end this segment by saying this. I think we are entering some troubling times for the Boston Bruins. I really do. I don't trust Don Sweeney one bit as a general manager. And I sure as hell have very little faith in the management of this organization. You got major decisions to make within the next calendar year. David Pastrnak is due for a new contract. You got away with a pretty damn good contract the first time around. The 6-year, $6.6 million, annual average value on that deal. Pastrnak is going to be due for a contract, and he's become one of the elite goal scorers in the game. No question. But will the Bruins have cap space to be able to sign him to that monster deal that he's going to be seeking? Because he is going to be seeking that monster contract. Make no mistakes about it, as he will be entering his age 26 season. And then, obviously, the big question of the offseason, Patrice Bergeron, is he going to be returning? Is he going to retire? Nobody truly knows. It's speculation at this point. And for the Bruins, you ought to figure it out now, because I sincerely do not like the direction of where the Boston Bruins are heading. They're not heading in the right direction. Their management does not want to accept any sort of accountability for their piss-poor job of drafting and developing players. Go look at guys like Oho Vakanainen. Did that work out? No. Tell me how the development is going for guys like Jack Sitnika. It's still ongoing right now. Or Oscar Steen. It's still ongoing right now. Too early to say. But their recent track record of drafting and developing players, not very good. Not very good at all. Which is why I'm not very high for where the Boston Bruins will be, especially in the next 3 to 5 years from now. Because the day that Bergeron retires, it's coming. It may be this offseason. It may not be this offseason. But it's right around the corner, and it's going to be sooner than you think. And I just wonder, what is the plan for the Boston Bruins moving forward, as we are now entering a critical time in the franchise and the organization's history? Because right now, in my view, the Stanley Cup window is closed. It's closed. There's no debating it. You could sit here and passionately try to make a point. No, it's closed. They are a playoff team moving forward and nothing more until they find a way to bring back some of the old DNA that has made the Boston Bruins successful in the past. Because this is a team that has some skill, but they are soft. They are a soft team come playoff time. How many bleeping years are we going to continue to watch a team that has skill during the regular season only to get pushed around come playoff time? How many more years are we going to witness this? Which is part of the reason why I have so little faith in Don Sweeney. Yes, it's important to have goal scorers on your team. But if you're getting out-muscled and pushed around in the playoffs, as we have seen now in what? I would say five straight postseasons going back to 2018. It's not a recipe to win. Only good enough to get to the playoffs. Good enough to win it all. 2019 was their chance. And with every single passing year, and I made mention of this late last week, but with every single passing year, I really believe that the Boston Bruins really blew their last great chance in 2019. And based on what we saw in the final media availability on Friday, I have not been proven wrong. Unless something dramatically happens over the summer, once the NHL season concludes, and they make major moves and major changes to the roster, maybe and maybe then. But for right now, I don't see it. It's now 6:23. We are going to take a music break. Last one before we give our final thoughts of the program. Coming up next, if you want to chime in for the final thoughts of the program, you can. I'm going to be ending the program a little early in preparation for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals for the Boston Celtics. So you can call in 8. Radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Time, the night they took my friend, Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Final segment of the program, as I'm going to be ending it just a few minutes early and whatnot, so that we are able to get ready for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. That is tonight at 8:30 and just a little over 2 hours from now. So, if you got any thoughts, if you're just tuning into the program, call in at 855-915-WMFO, 915-9636 is the number to call into the show. I got some thoughts on game four. We talked a lot about some of the issues that I've noticed in regards to the Boston Celtics so far, and as well as game three. And one thing I didn't touch on was the turnovers. And that's going to be part of my outlook on game four tonight. If they do not turn over the basketball, they should and will be fine. But the moment they start turning back into turnover city, which has been an issue now throughout this entire series, they are going to get killed. They're going to get killed in the paint. They're going to be basically down again by 25. Because the Miami Heat in the last game scored 33 points off the turnovers. Not good. So if you're the Boston Celtics, you have got to take better care of the basketball. That includes you, Jason Tatum, who has, for some reason, completely, at times, turned into a turnover machine. And Jaylen Brown has been absolutely horrendous, as good of a scorer as he is. But he has been horrendous taking care of the basketball. Why? I'm trying to understand. What is so difficult about taking care of the basketball? That is what I wonder. So, Celtics must win game four tonight. We are going to talk about it. And we are going to be on the air. I'm going to announce it now. But we are going to be on the air tomorrow. Starting at, it'll probably be at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. tomorrow. From 2 to 4, talking about what happens in tonight's game. Because we got to talk. We got to have a conversation about this. And we will. So, I'm putting it out there now. I'm going to send an email a little bit after the show concludes. The Sugar Ray Show will be on the air tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. right here only on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tusk Reform Radio. This is Sugar Ray signing off. 25 minutes early. Signing off. Coming up next at 7 o'clock p.m. sharp is the next program after me. That's going to be Horns Aplenty. That's at 7 p.m. But the Sugar Ray Show is concluding now at 6:35 p.m. sharp. Saying sayonara. So long. Adios. Until mañana. Tomorrow. Be back with you at 2 o'clock. 2 to 4. Right here. 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. Tusk Reform Radio.
Said she loved me, that's right. I tried to call her yesterday. Some guy told me that she gone away. Oh well, another bird flew my nest. Oh well, I'm moving on to the next. Cause I'm hungry. Buddy called me last week. We had a party about to peak. My car was rattling, something wrong. When I finally got there, all the people were gone. Oh well, again. Oh well, a good night down the drain. Can all hungry and ready, ready to go again. Well, I'm hungry and ready. Yeah, I'm hungry and ready. Yeah, I'm hungry and ready. Yeah, I'm hungry and ready. I got a big appetite and I'm ready to go again. Baby, on the phone, a busy signal every time. I since found out that I could lose my dime. Oh well, another mule in my stall. Goodbye, baby, I guess that's all. You know I'm hungry and ready, got to make another call. Yeah!
weird and wonderful world of tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Going downtown to Kenmore Square, we're gonna go downtown.
can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious. Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Yeah.